4. Carley reviewed and signed off on the league policy changes and faxed them to the commissioner's office, crossing off one task from the pile of work waiting for her in the morning. Afterward, she and Emma went through the girls' closet to select the perfect outfit for the 8th grade dance the following week. Emma persuaded Carley to loan her a Vera Wang shawl and matching shoes. Now, Carley stood at the breakfast bar, slicing 2 loaves of crusty bread, as Lisa carefully mixed the olive oil and the spices on a plate to dredge the bread in. She managed to satisfy her half-sister's curiosity about her trip without giving her any details about meeting Shane there. Not that he deserved her silence, but she had played a part as well, and the less her family knew, the better.
"So was it fun spending time with Julianne again?" Lisa asked.
"Things are always crazy with Julianne." Carley tossed the bread into a basket.
"Do you miss working with her?"
She and Julianne had been roommates at boarding school. They were like sisters. For 7 years, Carley had worked as Julianne's publicist, working to get her designs noticed. She'd been living in Italy with Julianne when she learned Lisa had cancer and needed a life-saving bone marrow transfer. It was the only time her father had ever initiated a phone call to Carley. Carley didn't hesitate. She moved to Baltimore, and away from the media circus that was her life, to help care for Lisa's kids during the busy football season. While Lisa endured several rounds of chemotherapy to get her body ready for the transplant, Carley worked for the Blaze.
"Why, are you trying to get rid of me?"
Carley asked, a little defensively. It was the second time today she'd been asked if she missed her old life. She didn't. She liked having a family to care for. Friends who cared for her. A job where she actually felt useful. But if she'd worn out her welcome...
"No, I'm not trying to get rid of you," Lisa said, taking Carly's hand in hers. "I just want you to be happy. I don't want you to feel you have to stay here in Baltimore if you don't want to."
"I'm where I want to be," Carley said.
"Besides, we both know Italy is not the best place for me right now."
"Carley," Lisa started. "No, Lisa. I get you have a PhD in psychology and you want to get in my head.